2024 is the year that the U.S. federal government's war against the American people goes into hyperdrive. Now, under the Biden regime and the Democrats, war has been waged against America for, you know, the entire administration in the form of course, an invasion, an ongoing invasion of the U.S. southern border by the millions, bringing in mostly military-age males, by the way, not families, not elderly, not just children, but mostly military-age males, people who are capable of picking up a rifle and waging war against America from within. And there's no doubt that some of them, not all of them, but many of them have been given exactly those orders, which is infiltrate, occupy, and wait for your command. And that command, I call it Activation Day. It's a national purge attempt. It's going to be a civil war from within, waged largely by those illegals. Now, the Democrats enabled all of this, and quite a few Republicans, the rhinos, went along with it. They wanted wide open borders for some reason. Well, the Democrats wanted it because they want illegals to vote. And some of the GOP wanted it because they need the labor force for the corporations that give a lot of money to the GOP. So they both had reasons, and then there are the rhinos and the globalists that just want to see America destroyed. Plenty of those in both parties as well. So America has been under attack. You know, Obama did a tremendous amount of damage during his 8 years. Trump sort of hit the pause button on a lot of that damage, but couldn't really reverse it, you know, because the whole apparatus was opposed to everything he tried to do, essentially. And now under Biden, who's not even a legitimate president, he didn't even win the election, all rigged, obviously. He's been destroying America at an accelerated pace that is, you know, extremely, extremely dangerous. This republic may not survive at all. It's not even clear yet. But when Texas recently enacted a law, and you know, thanks to Governor Abbott, this is now law on the books, which says that law enforcement in Texas can arrest illegals for trespassing. They can be charged with trespassing. The federal government, I believe under the DOJ, is now planning on suing Texas to stop Texas from enforcing that law. Now, how could this be, you ask? Why would the DOJ be opposed to Texas arresting illegals for trespassing when they actually did trespass? They're in Texas illegally. They do not have citizenship or the proper papers or visas to enter Texas. They've crossed the border illegally. They've committed a crime of trespass. The DOJ, which has also tried to block border walls in Arizona and Texas, the DOJ says, you can't arrest illegals. You have to let them invade. Seriously, you have to let them invade your country and your state. And there's nothing you're allowed to do to stop it. This is the DOJ saying that they despise the rule of law. This is the DOJ saying that they wholly support, in fact, they demand an ongoing invasion of the United States. And if you oppose that invasion, then you're going to be sued by the DOJ. You're going to be considered a criminal. They will try to put Governor Abbott in prison if they can. They'll try to do to him what they are trying to do to Trump. Now, it'll fail, but if the Democrats and the regime had its way, they would criminalize all their political opponents because, again, their entire goal of virtually all the mainstream Democrats is to destroy the United States of America. That's why they're committing total election interference crimes now, taking Trump off the ballot. That's an assault on democracy by any person's definition. I mean, that's the kind of thing that dictators would do in banana republic nations. And now it's happening in the United States. And then the U.S. has the gall to run around the world with warships claiming that we are defending democracy against tyrants. Are you kidding me? Under the Democrats and Biden, the U.S., they've become the tyrants. They are the dictators. They are the election criminals. They are the evil cabal that relies on, you know, threats and coercion in order to accomplish their goals, which are world domination and the destruction of the United States of America as a sovereign republic. Now, in 2024, the war against the American people will be waged with such ferocity by the federal government that it will be the United States' illegitimate government, the occupying enemy force in Washington, D.C., under the illegitimate fake President Biden. They will wage terrorist attacks against the American people. Those terrorist attacks would include things like black swan false flag events, you know, a cyber attack on the banking infrastructure, for example, to be blamed on China, North Korea, or Russia, or Iran. It's those four countries are going to get blamed, or some combination of those four. But of course, it's going to be the government itself actually waging these attacks on the American people, because the government, it has become the terrorist organization. Just like the FBI runs around plotting, you know, terrorist bombings and then trying to recruit, you know, homeless people or some Muslim they can find somewhere, trying to recruit anybody to, you know, please, you know, step into this van and then sit in the driver's seat for 30 seconds so we can arrest you for being a terrorist, you know? And then in the van they discover, oh, look, all these plans, you're going to blow up a bridge or something. Yeah, the FBI put it all in there. That's what the FBI does, largely. They certainly don't investigate real criminals like, you know, Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton and so on. Not a chance. But you're going to see the federal government pull this kind of thing on a much larger scale in 2024. And you're going to see a lot of lives lost as a result. You know, innocent Americans will be killed in these false flag attacks. And I can already see it coming. And it's going to be, you know, a devastating sequence of events. People will die from starvation. They'll die from exposure. They'll die from the chaos and the violence. Some people will die from the looting and so on. There's going to be an uprising across America's cities. And a lot of it's going to be on purpose because of the illegals that have been, you know, placed there strategically in order for them to be activated and wage war against America from within. So the cities are going to burn. And the Democrats are going to blame, you know, Russia or Iran or somebody like that. The Democrats will never take blame themselves for the terrorism that they unleash upon the people. Because the Democrats know they cannot survive in a fair democracy because the people will never support them. The people don't support their policies and don't appreciate their outcomes. The Democrats can only rule through deception and threats, cheating, fraud, false flag events. I mean, that's how they tried to push gun control all these years. Lots of false flag events and many more yet to come. Now, what you need to remember about these false flag events is that real people do die in these events. You know, just because it's a false flag doesn't mean that the deaths aren't real. Sadly, many Americans will be victimized in these government-run false flag attacks, whether it's a, you know, radiological weapon, a dirty bomb, or a, you know, cyber attack on the power grid, or whatever it is, or even a nuclear terrorism event. Innocent people will die. And in fact, that's from the point of view of the people carrying this out, that's a necessary part of their false flag event so that there can be a sufficient amount of outrage by the American people. Oh my God, you know, 5,000 Americans were killed or 20,000, whatever it is. And that'll be used to justify the action that the government wants to take, which might be what Senator Lindsey Graham wants, you know, bombing Iran. Well, how do they bomb Iran? Well, first they got to get the American people all emotionally whipped up to hate Iran. How do they do that? Well, they just have a total cyber attack on the power grid and then they blame Iran for it. And the media blames Iran and most of the American people don't have a clue what's happening. So they just jump on board and say, Iran did it. Let's bomb them. And then Lindsey Graham gets his wish. Oh, bomb, bomb Iran, bomb, bomb Iran. I mean, he's singing that song every day. The guy's a lunatic. Now, the greatest weapon that the government has against its own people is fear. Never forget that. That's what they used during the pandemic. It got everybody all terrified of some invisible thing they can't even see. It probably didn't even exist in most people. And they got everybody to line up and take a vaccine. They were vaccinating pregnant women and children who have near zero risk from COVID. How did they do all that? Fear. And they terrified people. They terrorized people. It was a psychological terrorism operation run by the government with a complicit media chiming in and just scaring everybody to death and then falsely claiming that masks will protect you or lockdowns will save you or vaccines are safe and effective. They were all lies, deliberate lies. None of that was true. But this is how they get what they want. They lie, they terrorize, and then they use fear to shape behavior. And they're going to do exactly the same thing again. The next threat will likely be some kind of cyber attack or an EMP weapon. And it might even be an EMP weapon launched by the United States against itself so that North Korea can be blamed. And I think North Korea is the most likely nation to be blamed in this false flag event because North Korea can't really defend itself. It can't do anything about it. Whereas if the U.S. blames Russia, you know, Russia is capable of retaliating and even nuking the United States. Or if the U.S. blames China, well, China could retaliate in lots of ways, even involving trade and exports, not to mention nuclear weapons. So North Korea becomes, I think, a pretty convenient target for the West to blame because North Korea can't really defend itself and it can't legitimately threaten the United States. So I wouldn't be surprised to see an EMP weapon that the U.S. detonates above our own country and then blames North Korea and then uses the chaos to cancel elections, declare martial law, carry out attempted weapon confiscation all across the country, you know, declare censorship, silence political enemies, you know, crater the banks. I mean, anything they want to do that gives them cover. So that's why I would not be surprised to see the United States dropping an EMP weapon on itself or detonating it at altitude. So that's a scenario that you should, you know, realistically anticipate. But whatever you think is coming, I think you all get this now. You understand that your so-called federal government, which again is not even the legit government, they are not your friends. They are waging psychological terrorism operations upon you. They are trying to destroy America. They are demanding the ongoing invasion and occupation of the United States. Almost nobody in Washington, D.C. supports the First Amendment, nor the Second Amendment, nor any of the amendments in the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. They are tyrants. They are authoritarians. They're fraudsters and cheaters and war criminals and more. They do not represent the American people, and they don't even pretend to support democracy. They're now just saying you're only going to be allowed to vote for whatever candidates they choose to be allowed on the ballot. And that will not include Donald Trump. And we're at that point right now. They're not even pretending to support elections at this point. And that's how far gone this is. They're not even pretending. They're just saying you can't vote for Trump, and that's it. And then they say, oh, we're doing this because we have to defend democracy. I mean, the hypocrisy of these tyrants, it's off the charts insane. And this is why I think Trump will actually win the election if we make it to election day. Because the American people, even those who were fed up with Trump for so long, people who hated Trump's tweets and whatever and his demeanor and his, attention grabbing attitude about everything. But even they want Trump back because life was better under Trump. Whether or not you like the guy, you probably had more coin in your pocket. You know, you had less fear. Your life was probably better under Trump. And America was certainly stronger under Trump. The military gets it. Law enforcement understands this. I mean, all those who aren't compromised feds anyway, but your local police, your local sheriffs, deputies and so on, they get it. They all want Trump back because Trump is the only one at this point that is willing to work to restore America, defend the border, stop the invasion, deport the illegals, as I covered recently, and restore energy abundance to the United States of America so we're not dependent on the Middle East for energy exports because that situation is a total quagmire. And thanks to lunatics like Lindsey Graham, the likelihood of escalation of war with Iran or, you know, other Middle Eastern nations, that likelihood continues to increase with each day that Biden is in office. So my advice is very simple. Be ready in 2024. Be ready for your government to wage war against you at a level that you've never witnessed. You know, we're talking about kinetic attacks or radiological attacks or bioweapons attacks, all kinds of psyops and propaganda and censorship and deliberate takedowns of the banking system and the power grid. I mean, anything they can do. Instead of defeating Russia or China, the United States government is focused on defeating the American people because they see the American people as their greatest threat. The people and democracy, the will of the people, is seen as the greatest threat to the current regime in power. That's what they're afraid of, is that people might be able to speak their minds and vote their hearts. Because if the American people are allowed to speak and vote as they wish, then the Democrats are done. Done. That's why we have censorship. That's why we have rigged elections. Because the Democrats can't stay in power without cheating and threatening and carrying out acts of terrorism against the American people. And you're going to see the worst examples of that, the most egregious examples, over the next year, actually more than that, the next 2 years at least, in the United States of America. There's nothing they won't do. There's no number of Americans that they won't kill to stay in power, to reinforce their narratives, and to terrorize the people into backing down. They will leave most Americans so afraid, so just terrified, that most people will beg for the government to come save them. Oh, please give me government handouts, government food, government stimulus money, need help from the government. Everything's so bad, you know, because of those dang North Koreans, and they set off that EMP. It's those Norks. They're the bad guys. Our government, they tried to save us. They tried to protect us, but they couldn't stop the Norks. And so the government's going to help us now by giving us free food and shelter. All we have to do is give up our firearms and our free speech rights. And then we can go into the FEMA camps and we can be taken care of. Oh, but of course, vaccines are required. So we'll have to get updated with the vaccine schedule. And oh, the new boosters are required. Okay, yeah, oh, something new is going around. I see. Well, yeah, we'll line up and get the shots. And then we get the new government stimulus money. But oh, it's only in the central bank digital currencies. Okay, no problem. Well, I got to scan my forehead and inject my palm with an RFID embedded chip. Okay, no problem. You know, we need the stimulus money. We'll sign up for the system. We got to get the shots. We got to get embedded in the palms. We got to get tattooed. We got to agree to not say anything critical about this government. We have to give up our First Amendment rights, give up our Second Amendment rights, give up all the property that we own, probably lose our bank accounts. But it's good because the government's keeping us safe from those evil North Koreans. Like, this is what the typical oblivious American is going to tell themselves. Because, you know, Stockholm Syndrome. They're all brainwashed into worshiping their captors. They're worshiping the terrorists that did all this to them. And they're not going to do very well, these kind of people. They won't survive very long in this environment. And the system wants them dead anyway. I mean, we're living under massive global depopulation. So be ready. 24 is going to be the most interesting year of our lives. And then 25 after that might be even crazier. So get ready for everything. Be prepared. Make sure you can live off grid. Make sure you can survive a grid down situation. Make sure you can survive, you know, nuclear terrorism, attacks, dirty bombs, whatever. Just get yourself ready, because they're pulling out all the stops now. You're going to see government terrorism on steroids over the next 12 months. No question about it. Be ready. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com. And of course, Brighteon.com. Thank you for your support. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab-tested milk powder and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go.
We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage. Also completely rodent-proof there. We also have milk, that is cow's milk, in the pouches. And then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of six organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have. Freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way. It makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a very popular mineral supplement. And this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen peptides and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab. And that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean, and almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.